If you eat a diet that's too high in fat, you might be unintentionally resetting your taste buds, setting yourself up for even more overeating down the track. Researchers at Deakin University have found that it's possible to change your threshold for tasting fat. The good news is you can also bring your fat sensitivity back to normal. Part of the study involved harvesting taste buds from the tongues of participants, as Imogen Brennan reports.
It's like breaking your taste buds. If you eat too much fat, your sensitivity to it decreases, so it'll take more fat to satisfy your taste buds and your tummy. Professor Russell Keast is from Deakin University. He's leading the team at the Centre of Advanced Sensory Science that has made this discovery.
You know, is it that we are born with less sensitivity to fat, or is it that we eat a lot of fatty foods and that drives our sensitivity down? So those are the types of questions that we're looking at the moment.
In their latest study, published in the International Journal Obesity, they put 53 overweight and obese people on a weight loss diet for 6 weeks. Some were put on a low-fat diet, which meant less than a quarter of their total calories came from fat. The others were put on a portion-controlled diet, where their calories were reduced, but a third of that intake came from fat.
And what happened was people lost weight during the 6 weeks, but people on the low-fat diet actually increased their sensitivity to fat and their ability to identify fat in food. So two very important parameters in terms of being able to have sustainable weight loss over the long term. We think this has bigger implications because what we're measuring in the mouth is also reflected throughout the gut.
So your team at Deakin was the team that kind of developed that the notion of fat taste is a thing. Does fat taste good to humans, or does it just feel good?
Yeah, so this is absolutely independent of any of the things like the mouthfeel associated with fat. What happens when we get to a level where we can actually identify this taste of fat? It's actually very unpleasant.
Professor Keast's team is also looking into the genetics of sensitivity to fat taste. Andrew Costanzo is a researcher at Deakin.
So what I'm looking at is twins. We're putting one twin on a low-fat diet and the other twin on a high-fat diet to sort of see whether or not fat taste is genetic or there's some sort of environmental component to it which we can alter.
Now, as part of your study, you're collecting taste buds from the twins. How does that actually work, and what are you doing with the taste buds?
So if you look at your tongue in the mirror, you can see the little tiny dots on your tongue. What we do is we get little micro scissors and we snip those little buds off the twins, approximately 6 to 8 taste buds each. Now, this is a completely painless procedure. It sounds much scarier than it is, but it doesn't have any effect on the tongue long term or short term. And what we want to do is be looking at the physiology of the taste buds, how that changes from before to after the diet, and looking at exactly what part of the taste bud is involved towards tasting fat.
The genetic research and the findings from the taste bud harvesting should be finished at the end of the year.
Imogen Brennan reporting there.